completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university. Climb the tracks,
Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friends? It's Dr. Marquay Russell, the King of Client Attraction, the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Now, what if you could turn what you used to make in a year, whatever career you're in, corporate, whatever, and you actually could replace that in 6 months? Well, in today's episode, I'm actually going to interview Dr. V, and she's going to break down step by step how she was actually replaced her nursing salary, right? And she was totally replaced it within only 6 months. So let's go ahead and jump to the episode right now.
Let's do this. So, Dr. V, welcome. So, everybody who's here for the first time, every single week we do free coaching Tuesdays, right? Sometimes we do Ask Me Anything sessions once a month where you can ask me anything and I coach you on the spot when it comes to your business. Some weeks we do marketing reviews. Once a month we do market reviews where I review your marketing, give you real-time feedback on your marketing. Once a month, I also do a topic-based training, right? So, I'll teach something, a specific framework that I put together and actually teach you that. And then what I'm bringing back is actually a special guest interview, right? We actually used to do it and we stopped doing it, but now we're back at it because I think y'all are going to get a ton of value from this. And that way y'all don't got to hear from me every week. So with all that being said, I have Dr. Viola Pierce here with us. She's a phenomenal human, service at a high level. I mean, she's a nurse, right? She was a nurse. Like, you got to be a special human to be a nurse, right? To take care of people, right? Now she's taking care of people in her coaching business and empowering other nurses to do some amazing things with starting their own businesses. So for Dr. V, for those who aren't familiar with you, tell everybody who you are in your own words.
So my name is Dr. Viola Pierce. I am the owner and CEO of VP Nursing and the Nurse Director, where we teach nurses how to work from their computers anywhere around the world, making money and owning their own time, building profitable nurse coaching and consulting businesses.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. So Dr. V, my first question. So one thing that I love is that you're super niched, right? So it's like you specifically help nurses grow their coaching businesses, right? Now, you're gifted. You obviously know how to help people start coaching businesses, right? Most people, they'll be like, I help people start coaching businesses, right? Because they're like, if I just niche down, I'm going to miss out on some people. Why did you actually choose to say, oh, I'm specifically going to help nurses?
Well, because I was a nurse, right? So I've been a nurse for 30 years. And one of the things that I knew was that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. And we have been, you know, working at the bedside, trying to figure this whole healthcare crisis thing out for years. And I was like, this is not working. So we got to figure out a way on the outside of, you know, the actual institutions of helping nurses build their wealth, number one. Number two, make an impact. We're the largest profession in healthcare, right? And so helping other nurses impact their communities just in a different way. That is the goal. And so I was, you know, I walked into, you know, the real story is that I walked into a COO's office and I asked him, I said, you know, because I was the readmissions manager at one point in time. And I said, I want to, you know, we're trying to prevent patients from coming to the hospital on the back end because they get those 30-day readmission penalties. I said, but then we're going to stop them from coming in on the front end because we can't cure in 10 days what has happened in 10 years, right? So we've got to get out to the community. And what he said to me was that we don't want to stop patients from coming to the hospital. And I said, well, okay, I know that your morals, and that's how I knew your morals and your values don't align with mine. And we need to figure out another way.
Makes perfect sense. So, and then you started the coaching business. How long ago?
I started, we probably been in business since 2018.
Since 2018. Perfect. So prior to us connecting, you already had your coaching business.
Right.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then when you started your coaching business, what actually in 2018, what were some of the biggest challenges that you was experiencing?
So there are several challenges. Number one, pricing. Number two, strategy. Number three, marketing. Number four, structure. I mean, there's so many problems, you know, not having a team, not having a VA. I mean, so many things that I just, I didn't have at that time.
Cool. So let's unpack each one of them. So pricing, what were you charging before?
$100.
$100 per hour or what?
Per hour.
Okay, $100 an hour. Perfect. So $100 an hour. And then, so how did you come up with $100 an hour?
Just random.
Just random. Okay, perfect. can anybody relate? Like, you thought $100 an hour. Can anybody relate to that? Anybody can relate? Dr. V, can Dr. V give a name of her organization again? You mean her company? So... is that what you mean, Frederick? What's your name of the company, Dr. V? Somebody asked about the name of your organization.
Yeah, it's Viola Pierce Leadership Speaking, Coaching, and Training.
Got it.
That's the full name, but we shorten it up as VP Nursing.
VP Nursing. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Specializing in helping nurses start a coaching business. I love it. So you were charging $100 an hour randomly. Now what do you charge?
$8,000.
$8,000.
For 12 weeks.
For 12 weeks, and it's not one-on-one.
Right.
It's crazy. So let's unpack that, because I know a lot of people have a challenge. So let me ask you, Dr. B. So going from $100 an hour to charging $8,000, was it easy? Like, you were just like, all right, cool, $8,000? Or did you have some challenges, like, getting to that? Like, walk us through that, because a lot of people, like, that's a major challenge for a lot of people. How do you kind of break through that? Or was it a smooth transition for you?
No, it wasn't a smooth transition because, as we know, we deliver the value, right? You deliver the value, but you struggle with thinking, you know, counting other people's pockets, right? But the reality is that we come in and we think that because it's the problem is that we think because we're not as adept at business, like we don't have the business acumen in place. But I've got 30 years of experience. I've got a DNP in nursing. I've been an emergency department nurse for 15 years. I have precepted nurses from baby nurses to very experienced nurses. I know how to do that like the back of my hand. And so I struggled with the pricing because, number one, I was counting other people's pockets. Number two, because, you know, I wasn't around people who were doing that. Right. And so once I got around people who were doing that, I was like, well, this doesn't make sense for me not to. I can't build a sustainable business charging them $100 an hour. It just doesn't work. Right. And so I need to figure out a way in order to build a sustainable business so that I can make a better impact on the community. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be able to hire people. You want to be an employer. You want to be able to impact your community. And one of the ways in which you can do that is through philanthropic methods and just being able to do those things. So I just, you know.
I love it. And by the way, y'all, I got some questions. And I'm going to let y'all ask y'all questions as well. So if y'all got some questions for Dr. B, drop them in the chat, drop them in the comment section. And I'll make sure we get those answered. So, all right, perfect. So now you talked about marketing, right? So what was your marketing strategy? How were you getting these clients?
They were really clients that I already knew. And I got them from, so I did an event that I wait a little bit before and I invited them to a call and I got them there, basically. It was supposed to be an in-person event, but then of course COVID hit, and then I had to turn it to virtual. And so we turned it to virtual, and that's how I got the clients.
Okay, perfect. And then with your model that you were using at that point, your best month or year income was about how much?
I wouldn't even I don't even know because I was not keeping up with it. And that's one thing that I like about CAU is that you give us, like, I know my numbers now.
Right.
Because you when we come to college, you're like, what are your numbers? What does it say? Because in order, I mean, you know, if you're aiming for nothing, you're going to hit it every time. But 100%. I was aiming for nothing.
Right. For sure. For sure. For sure. So now the individuals, because I told them, I'm like, hey, Dr. V, she matched her annual and she was a nurse for 30 years. And you retired now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Retired now, 30 years, after 30 years, she was able to match her annual salary in 6 months. So walk us through that process. Like, for those who are listening, we want to give them the blueprint. Step number one to get in. So they're listening to, like, right now, they're like, okay, Dr. V, I want to take my annual. How many of y'all would like to take your annual salary and match it in 6 months? Like, how many of y'all would be interested in doing it? So I'm sure a few of y'all will. So if they're listening to us right now, walk us through those steps. What's step number one?
Okay, so step number one was I signed up for the 3-day. And so I came to the 3-day and I did my homework, right? I mean, because it, you know, execution and mindset, those are the two elements. So I signed up for the 3-day. I did my homework. I did everything that was required. And then I started getting leads like through your process. And I was like,
perfect. Let me jump in real quick. All right, cool. Okay. Because they don't know the 3-day or none of that is, right? So let's say, all right, cool. So within the 3-day event, what did you do? So like, let's say, for example, we removed them having to sign up for the 3-day or CAU or whatever. They said, okay, look, I don't want to do it like you, Dr. V, and learn do it the fast. I want to figure it out on my own, right? So let's watch. So like during the 3-day, what was the first thing you did to get to the point where you started generating leads on your own? I mean, generating leads like crazy. What was step number one?
Just creating my funnel, listening to what you said, listening to the mindset, and just creating that own mindset within me, executing. You know, that was how I was able to do it. I had the mindset. I wanted the system. Mm-hmm. But see, the problem was that I was working 8 hours a day. 2 hours, I was working on the business. And I could not, like, I felt like I was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got the systematic process, you know, when you said success is a system, it's not a secret. I was like, okay, all right, let me just listen to that. And mm-hmm. so once I got the system together and I started getting consistent leads all the time, I was like, oh, well, this works. And then mm-hmm. I mean, even at that time, I wasn't even charging what I'm charging now. And I mean, it still worked. Hand over fist.
I love it.
Every time.
I love it. So let me ask you this. So you brought up a great point. Because a lot of people think, because when you were building a business initially, right, when you got to the first 6 figures, you were still working your job for 8 hours a day, right?
Right.
So a lot of times people, they think that, all right, well, I'm going to quit my job and then that's going to help me get to my goal. How did you manage that? How did you manage working 8 hours a day and then building a business, a 6-figure business outside of that? What tips and strategies would you give them?
So I took calls on Saturday. I worked 2 hours. So I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I worked on the business consistently. It was that consistent work every single solitary day, every day.
Perfect.
No matter what.
What time you go to work? What time you went to work?
9 o'clock.
What time before you start? So when did you start waking up at 4 a.m.?
Probably way back when my children were, because you know.
So you've been waking up at 4. Got it.
Right.
So you woke up at 4. You knew you had to be to work at 8. So you got up at 4, start working on the business. And then within those first hours, what's typical, like that first morning? Like, okay, these are the things I do before work.
So I got up. I prayed. I prayed. I read a scripture. I exercised, and then I came back and I started working on the business. So I would look at my numbers. I always capture my numbers in the morning, and I would, you know, create some type of social media content, some type of reel, some type of whatever. And then once I got my VA on, then I was, you know, consistently connecting with my VA, things of that nature. Just those types of things and mindset. Like I had a lot, I listened to a lot of books and I also listened to the modules that we have. Mm-hmm. And so that helped me to get to where I needed to be. Because the reality is that when you're in a space where people are making, I mean, it normalizes it, right? When you're in a space where you were making $100 an hour and then you're making $8,000 per 12 weeks, then it normalizes that process. Even now, I feel like I'm playing small because I'm in a space where people who are playing bigger than I am, right? And so it just normalizes that. And so I don't have a problem coming to the call and saying it's $8,000, right? Because of the fact that, I mean, some people come to the call saying it's $20,000. So I'm like, hey, right. I mean, mine is cheap. All right. I just want to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. 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 So you did your morning work, went to work for 8 hours in the evening. So I'm assuming it was like 8 to 5 time type thing. Got it. And then when you got home, did you work on the business as well in the evenings?
Yeah, I worked on the business until 9 o'clock, until I went to bed. So even then, I mean, there are some nights when I have to spend time with my children. I have to spend time with my grandchildren, right? And so there were some nights that I didn't work on the business, but pretty much consistently in the morning, I worked on the business, period. And this is one thing that I do have to say too, is that, and I have to give you your props and give you your flowers at this time, because it is your leadership and the team that really helps me. Because what happens is, for me, I am one who I have seen it done right and I've seen it done wrong. I mean, even I've had coaches before and I didn't get anywhere, right? And so for me, it was not just the fact that I got to my salary within 6 months. It was also the fact that you guys showed up in excellence every single time, no matter what, no matter how, it was excellence. And so it gives me the blueprint, right? Because of how I need to run my company. And so my company will be ran very much in the same way. And I don't have all this angst about things that are, you know, of course we're going to show up in excellence, but you know, you said it one time, you said that the more you grow, the more things will break, right? And when things break, that means that you're growing and it's okay, right? It's okay. And so then I'm okay with that, but it is that consistent coaching that helps me stay within that space of I've got it, I'm good. So.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So you mentioned something I want to hit on. So obviously you're married, you got kids and grandkids that you mentioned. You definitely like you got grandkids, but you got grandkids, right? So like a lot of times I speak to people regularly, right? And they're like, I'm going to just use women, for example. And they'll be like, well, I can't do that because my husband isn't supportive in that way, or my family this. What tips do you got or strategies do you have for individuals who may like have a spouse or have kids or grandkids or whatever? It's like, how do you navigate it? Because I know sometimes people, it may not even be their spouse isn't supportive, or sometimes it is. But sometimes it's just like they can't do it because they feel guilty, right? For going after it and not putting everybody else first. Like, what tips and strategies do you have or mindsets that you would give those individuals who might be in that specific space?
So one of the tips and strategies is, for my husband, we consistently talk about it. And we consistently talk about what the end goal is. The end goal is to create generational wealth for our children. At the end of the day, this is not about us. This is not about anything. I mean, we're good. I could have been fine without starting a business. But at the end of the day, it's about impacting the community and creating generational wealth. And I talk with my children about it as well. And so they understand. They understand that this is not just about, you know, Gigi or mama doing whatever she needs to do. This is about her creating a space for me that at this time, I won't have to do the things that she did, right? You know, there were times when I came home there were times when I came home and my lights were out. You know, people think that it looks good now, but there were times when we filed bankruptcy right back way back when, right? You know, this is not right now. It's better, a lot better, right? Mm-hmm. But coming from bankruptcy, coming from, you know, coming home with your baby in your arms and your lights are out. I mean, I was traumatized. And I was like, we're not going back there. We're not going back there at all. And when I found out that people they control your life whenever you work for someone else, basically. They control what you do. They control your salary. And I just said, well, you know, I want to do this entrepreneurship thing because I know that I have the ability to be able to do it. And I give them their time. And there's certain amounts of time that they get. And there's certain amounts of time that they don't get. And my boundaries are there. And I don't let them cross the boundary. Because my grandson's like the other day, I mean, he was determined he was going to get in here because he's four. He was determined he was going to get in here. And I said, if you come in that door one more time. And now he's like, okay, Gigi, okay.
Right. Exactly. I love it.
I want to expound on what you said about investing in yourself, because I have invested in other programs. I'm just going to say this. I've invested in plenty of other programs. And this investment was the best, like within, I would say, within a month, I had recouped my investment. Okay. And so it's important for you to invest in yourself. And one of the things is that when you put the, you know, money is cyclical, right? You put the money out, the money comes back. Number one. Number two, if you execute, I mean, you got to do the work. But the thing about it is that investing in yourself makes the difference, because how do you expect anybody else to pay you for your services when you hadn't done it for yourself? And then not only that, to have a systematic process in which you get to where you need to be. I mean, when I say I can work from anywhere around the world, I coach, I travel a lot, and I coach wherever I'm at. Doesn't matter, no matter how. And now I have a team. And one of the things about being in the Seven Figure Society is that I have a team, because, you know, you've taught me how to build a team, right? You taught me the semantics of just really, you know, you can't build $1 million company on your own, right? And so just all those things, the coaching, I mean, it is just, it's been absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Any closing remarks that you got for the good people?
Just the closing remarks is just to sign up, you know, because it is an amazing team. Not just an amazing team, but they give you the goods, right? They give you the ability to be able to make seven figures. They give you all the, like, literally from going from an entrepreneur, which is trading job for job, to being the CEO of your company, which is where you just think. And we type and talk. You know, you say that all the time. It's what we do. We type and talk, you know, so... I mean, you're out there busting your hind paws. You know, that's my whole word, hind paws. But, you know, you're busting your hind paws, you know, doing things that you don't need to do, right? And this is just a very streamlined. It's very streamlined. It's very simple. That's what I like about it, too. Simple.
So. Awesome. That's one of the secrets also Dr. V has. She cares about people, which I think is very important, because what we teach people can be used for good or for bad. What we teach can be used for good or for bad. That's why we want to make sure we got it in the right hands of the right people, like Dr. V. So that's number one, she cares about people. And number two, she actually executes. Those are things that we can't teach, right? So if you legit care about people and you care about getting people results and it's not just a cash grab for you, and you actually willing to execute, we can provide the system. So if that's something you're interested in, if you're on Facebook, just comment C-A-U, real simple. Zanya gets your score right away. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. In the direct message, just put CAU. We'll reply back, get your call scheduled. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.